Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording, and today is April 14th, and it's 1 p.m. Pacific Summer Time. Well, after yesterday's, what I guess you could call fireworks in stock markets, today was a much quieter day. When you look at Asia, there was certainly follow-through from what we saw in Europe in particular yesterday, and then that positive 1% advance on Wall Street. So the Nikkei was up over 3%, which is taking it up to almost 10% this week, which is a significant advance. And the Australian market was up 1.25%, or maybe a little bit more than that. And the Chinese market was a little bit more positive here as well. But then when you start looking a little bit further out, then it's very clearly defined as to which countries are benefiting or rely most on a weak currency and which are those that benefit most from having a stronger currency. And then you can divide or define a very clear dividing line between those two groups. Japan, for example, the stock market relies very heavily on the weakness of the yen. And the yen was a bit weaker yesterday, and it was not as weak in here today, but certainly what we have is that there's an oversold condition for the dollar in here right now, and it's looking increasingly likely that that's going to get unwound. So that's generally positive for Japanese stocks. And when we look at the second section index, which is often a lead indicator for Japan, it hasn't had nearly the same depth of a pullback that the wider market has had, and it's now exhibiting relative strength once more. So Japan has been one of the worst performing developed markets over the last 6 months, and it's looking increasingly likely that we're going to get a reversionary rally. This was an emphatic upper dynamic on the weekly chart, which really does suggest that a higher reaction low has now been found, and that greatly increases the potential that we're going to have at least a reversionary rally here. And there's been an awful lot of commentary about the willingness of the Bank of Japan to allow the currency to appreciate, and that they'd abandoned their policy of trying to make the currency weaker in favor of negative interest rates. And it's simply not as black and white as that. The central banks have a menu of policy options available to them, and it doesn't mean that they have to eschew one in favor of another, but rather that they can implement a number of policies at the same time, and they can do so when they see that they are needed, rather than having to bow to any other kind of consideration. So then, when you look at the way that the yen has strengthened over the last 9 months, then it's probably gone strong enough. And that's also going to have had an impact on the competitiveness of Japan's exporting sector. So then the potential for a reversionary move by the dollar has really increased here. And certainly when you see that the dollar has pulled back against the euro, that the euro has pulled back against the dollar, that it got all the way right up to test that 114 to 115 level. It was down over a cent yesterday. It's at 112.60 right now. And then that helps to confirm once more that there is resistance at the upper side of this range, that despite the fact that the ECB is not outright printing euros with the same abandon that it was this time last year, and that it has embarked on negative interest rates, that there is absolutely no way that the ECB wants to have a strong currency. And then every country would like to have a weaker currency to spur their domestic economies, but some need a weaker currency more than others, and certainly in the case of Japan and Europe, that is the case. Now, emerging markets more generally have done really very well over the last 3 or 4 months because the dollar has been coming down. Their respective currencies, which had been deeply oversold, have had these reversionary moves, and that has drawn foreign investors back into those markets because they've had the currency strength in their favor, and then these rebounds on their respective stock markets. Well, the renminbi pulled back in here today from the region of the 200-day moving average relative to the US dollar, and the US dollar's advance relative to the renminbi is very consistent. You have this progression of higher reaction lows. You have it finding support in the region of the moving average on a number of occasions. And this is exactly where one would anticipate that the dollar would find support, and it has done so. Then when we look at the USA, then the Treasury and the Fed certainly wouldn't have wanted to see the dollar becoming progressively stronger. A little bit of ebb and flow in terms of that appreciation would be what anybody would anticipate, rather than having just a straight line appreciation. So the dollar has pulled back, and perhaps it has now fallen enough, and now we have this oversold condition. And the stock market in the US has done very well over the last 8 weeks, and it is now back at really quite a pivotal area. And it was pretty much unchanged in here today and had two consecutive days on the upside. It moved to a new recovery high for this 8 week rally, but it's now coming back to where the most recent lower high is. And at the very minimum, it has to sustain a move above 2100 to break what is a progression of lower rally highs and a large volatile trading environment. And interesting, and it's something that we're seeing progressively more of, is that people are getting more bullish as prices have rallied so very persistently. But then when you see 8 consecutive weeks to the upside, how likely is it that you're going to get 9? And if you get 9, how likely is it that you're going to get 10? Then when you look at the way HFT programs work, then we have volatility at a very low level. And when volatility starts to push back up, then that will necessitate that the size of positions has to be decreased in order to remain within the risk parameters. So this is an increasingly, it's an increasingly risky environment. What we have had is some change in leadership within the stock market, and the star performers last year, many of them have pulled back sharply, found support, and now they have these short-term overbought conditions once more. The energy sector continues to rebound, and this has been a very impressive rally. Then when you see how much it has already rallied, how advisable would it be to have very large positions going into what could potentially be a pivotal meeting on Sunday, and today being Thursday, then tomorrow there is the potential that we're going to get a little bit of profit taking in the crude oil market, and not least if the dollar continues to rally. And with the dollar's rally, then some of the impetus has been taken out of precious metals, and gold was down today about $16, and silver was down about 16 cents. But then these are just short, very, very short-term overbought conditions. And we'd had this surge higher in gold shares than silver shares. And again, that was really pricing in some very good news very, very quickly. So there is the potential that we're going to get at least some consolidation of those short-term overbought conditions. But the overriding medium-term fact, and this isn't subjective, but a rather objective way of looking at it, is that the progression of lower rally highs has been broken. The prices have now found support in the region of the moving average instead of encountering resistance in the region of it. So then the medium-term downtrend has been broken, and it really would require a sustained move back below the trend mean to question medium-term scope for continued upside. And that would suggest that what we're looking at is potentially a consolidation, and that's likely to represent a buying opportunity over the next few weeks. And in the bond markets, it was a relatively quiet day, but if the dollar is starting to strengthen up, and that certainly does look to be the case, then the potential is that we still have a couple of interest rate hikes this year. And a lot of that has been priced out of the market, and there's the potential that it could start getting priced back into the market. So then the chances are that we're going to see yields starting to push up from here. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.